These Auburn freshmen are getting better every single game.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
What's up? We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we're ready to get after it. Talk a little bit about these freshmen that are starting to play more and more significant reps. A couple had really, really good games against Oklahoma, and I think it's just something to point towards the future and point to not just beyond this year, but towards the end of the year, just after halfway, seeing these guys step in more and more leadership roles and playing more significant snaps. And I think it's something to kind of get excited about. Before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code, promo code next round, all one word, for a double up deposit bonus on your first deposit. So you, whatever you give them, they're going to double it and give it back to you. So if you give them $200, they're going to give you that 200 plus another 200 on top to play with risk-free. All the sports betting lines you can ever imagine. If you love the live bet, they have a really cool live betting platform. If you love to hit first half, second halves, whatever, they got everything that you can imagine and more. So check them out, mybookie.ag. Don't forget the promo code on your first deposit next round. So as this season has gone on, we're five games in, you've started to see more and more of this 2024 class continue to get more and more reps, more and more game reps. You know, last year, even it being a sort of a, not a full class, but that little half class or whatever, you still hit on several big time targets. And we talked a lot about Keldrick Faulk, and, you know, hopefully eventually we'd see more Sylvester Smith, and we're starting to see more Sylvester Smith. Connor Liu, who's continuing to submit himself as a, you know, as a stalwart on the offensive line. You've really done a good job evaluating. You've done a really good job closing. You've done a really good job easing young guys in and developing them, and not just throwing them in the fire, killing their confidence, and then that being it. These guys are getting sort of they're getting reps early, and then they're sort of increasing the workload as they go on. And there's been several freshmen sort of that jumped out at that, some that surprised and then some that don't really surprise, that are not only going to play good this year, but they're going to be really good players for Auburn moving down the road. And that's why it's so vital to try to figure out ways to win some games and keep this roster intact, because you've stacked two classes full of talent, and then you've got another one coming in that's very, very talented that you'd love to hold on to, because if history shows us over the past two seasons, you're going to have, you know, multiple difference makers in the 2025 class as well. But let's talk about this 2024 class. I want to start off with a guy that I'm going to be honest, I would have never expected the production. I would have never expected this guy to make the impact that he's made right off the bat. And I think he's been arguably the most impressive guy. Look, I know Cam Coleman and Malcolm Simmons are going to get a lot of hype, but Caleb Harris is probably the most important and the most, probably having the best season out of all the freshmen on in this 2024 class, this past 2024 class. I mean, you're talking about a kid who came in late, who was a late addition. You were really trying to get KJ Bolden from Georgia. You were pushing, you wanted that blockbuster safety, and you fought hard, and Georgia ends up winning out in the end. So what do? You pivot really quick. You had been talking with this, you've been talking with Caleb, but you weren't, you know, you were obviously, again, you're trying to go for a little bit bigger target, and you end up pivoting back to Caleb. You get him late. Not a lot of expectations, I'm going to be honest. I did not have a lot of expectations for him. He early enrolled. I believe, and has just continued to get more reps, to where now he's getting just as many reps as, you know, Jaren Thompson, you know, just as many reps as Sylvester Smith. And believe it or not, he's the best tackler on the team. Like, per Pro Football Focus, Caleb Harris is the best. He gets the best tackling grades of anybody on the team. And I love stories like this. I love that he's a Thompson kid. I love that it just makes it to where that school, you got the relationship there. You got so many kids, targets that are coming in that you're going after. And it just shows that, you know, hey, we can not only bring you in, but we can develop you, and we can develop you quick, and you can get on the field quick. And I think I'm very, very proud of Caleb. You know, no expectations. I remember going to the first scrimmage and he had an interception. He picked off Hank Brown, and you're like, okay, this kid's something. And then every time he gets on the field, he flashes. Every time he gets on the field, you're like, dang, that's that dude. You know, Marcus Wiley, he always used to say, I don't ever really want to be necessarily like a Pro Bowl, All-American, you know, whatever. I just want to be the guy that, you know, if you got seats all the way up in the upper deck, you may not go to many games, but you're watching a game and you're like, man, who is that dude? You know, I don't necessarily win all the awards, but I turn heads. And I think that's who Caleb Harris has been. You know, people probably have to go to their program and figure out, like, oh, wait a minute, who is this guy? But he's consistently, every time he goes out on the field, he makes plays. And again, best tackler on the team from Pro Football Focus. I think that's something to definitely hang your hat on, and definitely something to get excited about. So great job, great eval, great get late. And he's going to be a factor moving forward. I mean, this is, you know, at least another 2 years, a safety barring injury. I mean, this kid's going to hit the size already. He got NFL size already. He's going to continue to get better. So really, really pumped about this kid. I think everybody should be. And this is the kind of kids that build programs. This is the kind of kids that you can, you know, show to the world, or show to the rest of the college football that, hey, we can get kids, we can develop them, and they can be stars. So Caleb Harris, great start to the year, and he's just going to continue to – his share of snaps is going to go up, and he's going to continue to get better. One kid that I was kind of – I don't want to say worried about, but – I was a little bit concerned at how he couldn't get on the field, and that was DeMarcus Riddick. I was a little bit concerned about, you know, we heard so much about his athletic ability. We heard so much about his speed in fall camp and even in spring, but you're just not seeing it on the field. You're not seeing him not being able to get on the field. And I know Eugene Asante is a stud. I know Austin Keys, those are your guys that you lean on. And if DeMarcus is a linebacker, DeMarcus Riddick is a linebacker, like, where does he go in? Like, we're not necessarily blowing everybody out. So there's times where it's not really opportunistic time to put in a young guy at linebacker. So I'm going to be, I was a little bit concerned. Not that he was a bust or anything like that, but I was just concerned, hey, if he doesn't get a lot of playing time, what could happen next year? Could he be looking around to go portal? Could he be, you know, maybe unhappy? But it just seemed like Auburn was really working on that. DJ Durkin were working on ways behind the scenes to figure out how to eventually get this kid on the field. And I think they unlocked it this past weekend. And they move with the move to the defensive line room and playing a little bit more of that edge rusher, outside linebacker position. If you're a member of the Barn, we talked about it on, I believe, Thursday or Friday. We talked about that was something to watch for, that he had moved to that room so much so that he's going to, like, defensive line dinners and stuff like that. Like, he's pretty much in that room now. And so I thought it was interesting because that's the first time we had heard that. And then you look and he's played somewhere or right around just under 30 snaps at edge and led the team in tackles against Oklahoma. He played, I think, 26 or 28 snaps and had six tackles, a sack, and a tackle for loss, which is the same play, obviously. But, I mean, he was a freak. He was wreaking havoc all over the field. His closing speed is incredible. His closing speed is unreal. There was a play, his I guess it was the one that was credited as his sack, was a contained play on the quarterback, who that kid could move. I mean, you watched him on the first drive when he broke away and ran away from everybody. I mean, this kid can go. And he broke contain and had what I felt like was a pretty much a straight line to the first down to get the first down. And DeMarcus closed on him like you wouldn't believe and took him down in the backfield. It's something that if this is the role that he's going to be, I love it. He's right now, he's about 6'2", 6'3", 220. If he can get up to, 230, 240 and still be able to have that elite speed, like that is a really freaky prospect to have at edge. I mean, this is a guy who may have just figured out his future, and we're only five games in, and the first time he's put on the field at that position, he is he's a head turner. I was just so blown away at every time a play got blown up, you looked up and there's 16. There's DeMarcus Riddick making some kind of play. We're in the press box. I was like, that's Riddick again. Riddick again. Even if he doesn't get the stat, he flushes the quarterback but contains him to the point where he can't break and run, and he's got to throw the ball away, or he's got to throw the ball into traffic, throw the ball inaccurately. He's just a problem. When you put DeMarcus on the field, especially when you maybe it's limit your responsibilities, you're not necessarily dropping in coverage. You're not, picking up the backs out of the backfield. That'll come, that'll come as part of his game. But right now it's go get the quarterback. Don't let the quarterback beat you with his legs and go make some plays. Go stop some runs. Go do what you got to do. We need you on the field because you're that talented and you give us a ton more options. So I was blown away. First of all, I didn't really believe – I don't know that I 100% bought into or believed that he was going to be, get significant snaps at the edge position. But he had over half of them, basically. Over half of them at edge, he was out there. Over half of the defensive snaps, he was out there, and he was making a lot of plays. Very, very productive with only being the leading tackler with only playing half the snaps is pretty daggum impressive. It's something definitely to be excited about because that kid is physically probably one of the more gifted athletes in that class, and he is creeping his way up the snap count chart. And I expect that role to just continue to grow. And he's going to be fired up for the Georgia game because he was once a Georgia commit. So I'm sure they got some stuff playing for him for that game to kind of wreak havoc as well. Before we move on to the last two, let's give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with retirement results presented by Active Wealth. You can either start building your successful retirement plan today, or you can verify that the one you have on the books right now is performing the way it needs to perform. He can do literally anything. He'd love to talk to you, and he'd love to just, chat with you absolutely free. You can check him out, retirementresults.com/plan. You can make a Auburn friend. You can guarantee that your money does not go to Alabama's NIL, Georgia's NIL, anybody's NIL but Auburn. So you can make sure that that's taken care of. You can make sure that the fees are going to be as minimal as possible and that you're as protected from the IRS as you possibly can be. Check him out, Ford Stokes, with retirement result presented by Active Wealth. We talked about this guy on Zach's show last Tuesday, and I think the topic was we're playing the wrong guy at the opposite corner, okay? We're playing the wrong guy opposite Kaelin Lee. Starting the wrong guy opposite Kaelin, it should be Jay Crawford. And Jay Crawford gets his first start at corner against Oklahoma and plays a really, really good game. You know, I said Caleb Harris is the leading, the best tackler on the team. I think Jay Crawford, actually, from a Pro Football Focus standpoint, is the second best tackler on the team. So that's two freshmen that are, you know, come in that are the best tacklers on the team. And he's very, very aggressive. You know, you heard it when he came in fall camp. That I'm just not fall camp. When he came in December, he early enrolled. I guess January, he early enrolled. He was really good in spring. You know, Cam Coleman had a highlight on him. You know, that was the big touchdown catch in the spring game where, you know, it was like a 50-50 ball and he made an unbelievable catch and got in the end zone. That was on Jay Crawford, but Jay Crawford was all up in his stuff. He was in his hip pocket. And that was something that you're like, okay, this guy can run. This guy can cover. He's young. He's going to make that play more than not moving forward. And now game five, he's already moved his way into the starting lineup and had a great game. Had a really good game, had a very good tackling game. And I think how exciting is that? Auburn seems to get these young guys. Auburn's had a really good track record lately of getting some young corners and then have them play multiple years. And I think that's something that's you're going to see here. You got it with Kay and Lee. And I think now that Jay Crawford has sort of cemented himself into the starting lineup, maybe you have that with Jay Crawford as well moving forward. So big, he's already big for a SEC corner. He's got good size. He's got good cover skills. He makes plays. I mean, every time he's gone in the game, it seems like, you know, he made a big fourth down stop against, I think, New Mexico. He made a big stop against Arkansas. Like the very few chances that he got against Arkansas, he made a big stop. He made a big, big pass deflection or pass defense. I don't even know what statistic you call it. Pass defended. And then he gets a start. He gets rewarded. He gets a start against Oklahoma. And now, granted, they're not the most explosive or like most challenging offense out there, but still he held his own. And I think that's something definitely to be excited about because Georgia, you saw how explosive they were. You saw how explosive they were against Alabama in the second half, the fourth quarter, I guess, too. So you definitely need him. He's a Georgia boy. So you know he's going to be fired up to play Georgia. You know he's going to be fired up to go. And those are the guys, those type guys are the ones that take Auburn to the next level. Those Georgia kids are the ones that, you know, if the good Auburn teams, you look at the rosters and they're covered with guys like Jay Crawford. So very, very excited about Jay Crawford. I could talk about him, you know, for a whole show. He's going to be that good. And then the last guy to talk about is Malik Blockton. Malik had such a good spring and such a good fall camp that there was a lot of talk that he could be a starter. There's a lot of talk that he could be, you know, take over game one. And I think eventually, towards the end of the season, he's going to be that guy. I think he played a number of snaps. He's already sort of the starter on pass rushing downs. He's a very quick twitch defensive tackle, defensive lineman. And that's tough as a true freshman to come in. And I know that everybody was really excited about him when he got on campus because he was definitely had been doing his work that he was supposed to be doing off the field and came in sort of physically ready to go. And it's not taking long. And he sort of gives you a different element it's not just I'm going to eat up space or I'm just going to, you know, take up blocks. I'm going to be disruptive, very much like his brother, Marcus Harris. I'm not just going to be a space eater. I'm going to blow up plays. I'm going to rush the passer. He's got a sack already this year. He's going to be a really, really good player. And I wouldn't be surprised if he is, you know, he's moving his way into the starting lineup here shortly. But think about that defensive line for next year. You got, you got Falk for at least one more year. Could he slide down inside? I mean, he is a freak. He has been really, really good this year. You got Malik Blockton. You got Amaris Williams, another freshman who's coming on slower, but he's starting to pick up a little bit. I think he had 10 or 12 reps against Oklahoma. You got a lot of young guys that are really good players. And this is just one example of how important it is to hold this roster together, because there is a ton of young talent that can be here for several years and really, really make an impact. And Malik Blockton's definitely one of those. So he's going to be fun to watch the rest of the year. I would expect some more highlights from him as we go on. So, look, I understand the record. I know we're 2-3, but there is a lot of positives. There are a lot of positives to look forward to, and this is some of them. This is part of a rebuild. This is part of a slow growth process. This is part of how you plant the foundation, how you plant the seeds, how you cement that foundation to get it to where you can go vertical with it, till you can build. And these are the guys that are the building blocks, and they're young, they're hungry, and they're going to see a lot of playing time. So that's another thing that you're not necessarily you have in your pocket with these guys. If the season doesn't turn out all the way, it's already not going to turn out the way we think that should have. But if it's a 6-6 or maybe even a losing record, and you're worried about losing guys, these guys should be the guys next year. They should be your foundation. I mean, they should be the core of the team next year. So, and you're getting a lot of playing time out of them already, and they're just going to step into more playing time next year. So let's keep cheering for these guys. Let's watch their development, because there's more that I can mention that we haven't even got to yet. So I don't know. I think it's something to definitely be excited about, but we'll see what happens the rest of the year as we move into the Georgia game this weekend and see how that thing plays out. We'll talk about it, I'm sure, all week. So, guys, I really appreciate it. If you haven't subscribed to thebarnauburn.com, what are you doing with yourself? It's only $1 for your first month. If you were a member, you'd already know about DeMarcus Riddick. You know about Sam Jackson Wildcat stuff. You'd know about a lot of things before they actually play out. You'll know a lot about recruiting. Recruiting's a little bit quiet right now, but we're keeping everybody up to date as best we can with what little information is out there and what few prospects are left on the board. But if you want to make sure that you're keeping up with the situation, thebarnauburn.com is the place to be. So definitely check us out. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Follow me on Twitter at @_Charlie_5. You know we're going to be back every single day this week. This is another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.